In the late summer of 2013, I went to Smithville to get away, read, write and reflect. Shortly thereafter, here came the parade of gang stalking trolls. Smithville Lake Marina, parking lot referred to below us to the right of the marina, restaurant, ranger station referred to is up the ramp slash walk. First, there was a camper named Tony, half-sibling, Mason's wife. I had no reason at that time to even fathom these people were swirling around me in their little psycho disguises, as I have no idea if this was actually her or one of the wingdings, and another camper telling me how the rangers watch people on the boats at night. The conversation continued regarding how they watch people at night who were out on the water in their boats years ago, including or heavily implying people who had sex on their boats. Buzz and I stayed all night on the boat years ago, and in the larger context they had tried prior to this to convince me with their commentary that I have been watched by the Illuminati or Masons my entire life. So this was to convince me the rangers were watching Buzz and I years ago even on the boat at night. Then there was the park ranger strongly resembling the late Greg Schrader. The older couple at the ticket booth at the park of the camping ground that closes after the season, not the side that stays open all year, he seemed to be repeatedly and intentionally annoying me. There were resemblances of Larry Lewis and Alfie camping next to me, the two of them having a meal, etc., as a couple. Larry Lewis, Shriner, told me in person in 2000, I want to marry Alfie if she is ever single. She is an excellent cook and all he did was mooch meals from women on AOL. He was Red Fiat on AOL. There was a mint-condition black El Camino, identical to the one Mr. Harper drove years ago parked in Kelly's Corner. There was a photo of this in one of my stolen photo albums. I ate at Kelly's Corner most mornings. One morning I walked in there to a tall, really weird male dressed in some almost medieval outfit with a robe, like an ancient king or something would wear, black, velvet maybe. When I walked in I walked into the ladies' room as he was saying, we're gonna have us a funeral at this here Smithville Masonic Lodge. He went on and I could hear him in the ladies' room, but I ignored it because they were trying to annoy or scare me. I pulled over facing the weeds in the parking lot of the restaurant, boat dock, which I guess is now the ranger station, trying to maintain my privacy. So, they continued their efktardom, I mean, there was then a two-man motorboat going back and forth in front of me. The commentary was this one being taken by the old fart driving the boat was Alfie. Then he drove the boat back and brought another person to the island, which was alleged to be Buzz, they were taking to the island. There is no island at Smithville Lake that I'm aware of, but anyway. Buzz was impersonated to me riding by on a bicycle. I think this was Mr. Smiley, grinning from ear to ear, so proud of himself. However, he was of a smaller build than Buzz was when I was with him 25 years ago. Then there were male and female laughing in the woods, which was supposed to be Buzz with his first girlfriend, Christy. I was Buzz's second girlfriend. Buzz, a pilot, was again impersonated, very convincingly facially, I might add, to me, pulling up right beside me in a small red automobile, getting out a tent to camp for the night, etc., while a black Acura was across the water with two females, the way he likes it. This is gang stalking commentary from when I was on assignment at White Goss, not first-hand knowledge. This was Tom Carew, TC or Tech, impersonating Buzz. Over many years automobiles driven by a certain person at the time they were in my life have been used during their seemingly endless showing off, which is actually harassment, terrorism, stalking, targeting, criminal acts, etc., to represent their current display of mysterious brilliance as being from or about that person. In this case, Tom Carew drove a black Acura, that he pointed out to me in person in 2005 at SMH is actually Midnight Blue. Additional commentary was then added in Mission, Kansas that cherry red is for virgins and midnight blue is for women who have had sex. The commentary was later that if I had gotten out of my car to talk to Buzz I would have been dead. Then the commentary was that Buzz was at the bottom of the lake. Later it was Alfie, then it was allegedly Christy. There were, I am guessing, 30 state trooper cruisers, about half of the boat dock parking lot, and maybe 8-12 white unmarked police cars, who I thought at the time were there doing water drills. I do not think much of it until after the 5/2014 drugging and kidnapping, which involved a distinctly fake white traditional Ford cop car, complete with a tank taking up half of the backseat and plexiglass that was not factory installed, while Tom Carew was impersonating an Overland Park police officer. I did not see any uniformed Missouri State Troopers, including the male driving the two-man boat back and forth in front of where I was parked. There were Lewis signs on the side of the road on the route to town and back. In the Smithville Quick Trip Mark, SFBB, engaged in directed conversation, it's you ass. October 3, 2013, Robin at Sal sent me on an interview during my stay at Smithville Lake, which lasted into December, at 7400 West 110th Street. I walked into the interview and sat down at a female's desk, and the first thing I saw was a note on her desk with Tom written on it in rather large print. Then during the course of the conversation she explained how they have 16 attorneys but really 15. Tom has retired. Then she said he hasn't retired but he's submitted his retirement letter. She said Kurt, or Kirk, is who I, meaning me, will be working for and that he's high maintenance. Tom Carew, TC, told me at SHM in 2005 that I'm high maintenance. I received gang stalking commentary in Mission, Kansas that he is invested in convincing masks, and believe me, they are convincing. I have witnessed, and can testify, to this gang stalking commentary being absolutely true. Someone has indeed invested in convincing masks and is impersonating people.